Hello, listeners. And on this episode of the Prosperity Podcast, we're going to be talking about retirement and how some people are starting to see this in first world situations across the globe. So, Kim, welcome to the show and let's jump into this.
Spencer, so grateful that we're getting to talk about this at this time in our lives when we have been preaching at Partners for Prosperity for years that the idea of retirement has got to go. It must get removed from our society. And while I'm saddened that it took such a serious wake-up call that what is spreading is a virus, in quotes, instead of awesome news about don't retire and do this instead, we know that sometimes us human beings need the slap in the face. We need the wake-up call. And it's so amazing. There are so many resources out there and becoming more and more available every single day for how to spend your time. And that's really what the question around retirement is, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's so important this time because many people are sheltering in place and you have that choice. You can entertain yourself or you can do something useful. So I'd love to hear your feedback.
Well, one of the writers that I pay attention to, and I don't remember which one because all of us are doing a lot more reading these days, said create. A single word. Create. And that is what I have adopted as one of my mantras. I've got a few others that I will share because I get fearful too. This is a changed deal. And I don't think have seen the beginning of it yet. We have realized the physical and health related change, but we haven't seen the financial change and it is coming. And so what do I do when I get fearful? I create. And so what does that mean for you? Find your gift, find your voice, and create. And it might be in the medium of art. It might be in the medium of a podcast or a blog post or just even a positive message to the five people that you have that actually follow your social media posts or the 500 or the 5,000, but creating something new and something valuable, not monetarily valuable, just valuable to help us move our world forward. That's going to be the biggest challenge. And that's the challenge of the retiree is the world is stopped. And so now all of us are faced with what the world looks like, what our lives look like when the world is stopped. I think you even heard specifically somebody say, our society does not like that.
Absolutely. I think people are obviously scared. And a lot of people are being the shelter in place. They're realizing they don't like all the time that they have on their hands. And that's what's frightening because, you know, if you don't do something productive, if you don't create, then you are going to go through some major attrition, just like a body does. You know, you sit in a hospital bed, you lose your muscles. You sit around the house, you don't do anything productive, you don't create, you're going to lose that brain power.
Yes. And it is something that applies to all aspects of our life. So to take that analogy a little further, what we do in the morning is the most important at all. Now, some people say, oh, I'm a night person. I'm creative then. Oh, awesome. Then create then. And what you do in the morning is the most important at all. And most of us get up and feed our bodies something. You know, some people prefer to fast, but I think most people have some form of breakfast, or even if it's just to be sure they guzzle 16 ounces of water or whatever it is. We also want to be feeding our mind and being so extra careful what that mental food is. And you mentioned entertainment. I think that's one area that we can be careful, and we all need to be so careful about the amount of news that we take in. Like, I get it. You know, I've even actually gone to Google and looked up our area and just gotten clear what the rules are. So I live in the middle of nowhere. You know, I can be very disconnected easily, but please, please, please limit that to twice a day. There isn't anything more than twice a day that we need to be checking on. If there is, somebody in your area will tell you. It's so important that we watch what we're feeding our brains.
Absolutely. You know, I think I heard an audible gasp from listeners when you said you went to Google and looked at the news.
That's
yes,
funny.
Yes. You know, I want to touch on a couple of things. One, the morning, I totally agree. I'm a morning person, but the way that we start our morning, I know this, there's a difference between the work day mornings and the weekend mornings. And if I catch myself sitting in bed on a weekend morning and reading or not starting my day out like I do with power, then that day kind of gets away from me. So that's one thing that I always do. There's another weird thing that I do, Kim. I don't know if I've really told many people, but I take a cold shower.
Now, you're the reason, Tony Robbins fan.
And the reason why I do is this, because I hate it and I don't want to do it. And I realize if I do that in the morning, then I'm like, well, I already did something really hard. So anything else that comes at me is going to be fine. And it's just cold water. So it doesn't matter.
Right, right. Yes, that is funny. So many people may not be aware that Tony Robbins jumps in 57 degree water every morning that he can. Apparently near his home, there's either a river or something, ocean, I'm not sure, cold. And when he's not able to do that, he finds other ways to do it, like taking cold showers. I'll admit I've tried it. I don't like it either. I don't do it nearly as religiously as you do. And I don't actually take the whole shower cold. My like way of stepping into this. And so this is what you can be thinking of. Like when Spencer and I share ideas, if you can't go all in, then step in with baby steps. So I'll take a regular shower and I like really hot showers. And then I'll turn it cold for just a few minutes and I'll stand outside and then, you know, 1, 2, 3, jump in. And so those types of things, I think anything that we can do to just shift the context that our bodies are in, like literally, I know if I really get whacked from like an email or maybe a piece of news or something like that, sometimes getting up from a computer and just literally stepping outside, taking a few breaths, coming back in. Well, that's basically what a cold shower is doing. It's shifting your context and really making your body think differently because it's being given input that's very, very differently, very, very different than what it's normally getting. And this is valuable. This wakes us up literally, figuratively, emotionally, in all ways. And this brings us back to around to the subject that we were hitting today, which is, first of all, I think everybody kind of now knows that retirement is a dead idea. Like anybody that was actually already retired is potentially looking at not being able to stick to that ability. And people will learn that this time, this massive amount of time on hands is actually scarier than when we're super busy.
Oh, absolutely. Totally. You know, I think I wrote down one of the words, which is control. And I think at this time, we really need to control our environment. You mentioned looking at our devices. One of the things that I did, if any of the listeners are iPhone users, and by the stats, I know there's a lot. what you can do is under the system preferences, under the screen time, you can actually limit certain websites. You can limit the times that you're viewing and using your phone. So I've always found it easier to use something external instead of willpower. So I can use willpower on something else that, you know, actually requires my brain. So limit the information that's coming to you. And then as you were talking about, you know, this new environment, one of the other topics that we've talked about is momentum. And regardless if it's a money-making activity or not, you know, pick up cooking, pick up photography, pick up something, because then something else will happen. You've said that so many times, Kim. It's inspirational.
Well, thank you. I want to share something that Dan Sullivan, my coach, has shared with us as it relates to making money. And this is hard, really, really hard. And yet I think it's so important. And this comes from his Scary Times Success Manual, which you can find with a quick Google search. I think you have to download it, maybe throw an email in to get it, but all good things are behind an email address, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And it is very specific about this money thing. And I thought I had my hands right on it. Okay, it's number 3, forget about the sale, focus on creating value. We all know that most people don't like to be sold ever. And right now, when their brains are very distracted, they absolutely positively don't like to be sold. And so by beginning any conversation with a commodity in any form, I think you're going to get resistance. Whereas if you begin conversations with literally something positive that's relationship focused, relationship based, and the positive focus that also is from Dan Sullivan is so perfect for that. Just like, okay, you know, I know this is an unbelievable time. That's my word, unbelievable. I don't like to use the word unprecedented because I'm not certain that it is. You know, maybe hindsight will show that. But unbelievable can be interpreted either way.
Absolutely.
As positive or negative, right? So we can say, I know these are unbelievable times. Please tell me three things that are awesome in your life right now. And that will bring a really good sense to the meeting, an appropriate level of focus, and a ability to start with relationship. And that's that creating value that you talked about. We can create value with relationships, and we need to be super focused on that right now so that we're not focused on all the other things that we can't control with a big C-O-N-T-R-O-L. That's one of the seven principles of prosperity that we have been working with for many, many, many years. And I'm such a believer in focusing on what you can control and how you use your time, where you are mentally and in your mindset, and your thoughts are big components of what we can control.
Yeah, absolutely. So how about that? For this episode, we've hopefully given you back some perspective so you can realize the control that you have and that you can go about and create. One of the things that would be wonderful for us is here, this is a secret. Most of us are working from home, so we have the time. So as you listen to this episode, here's what we would love. Send an email and let us know what you're doing to take control. Let us know what you're doing to create. And then if you do have questions, if you're have the extra time and you want to read a book or you're wanting to learn some of these additional principles of prosperity, send that email, ask those questions. We'll be sure to address you on the podcast or even privately if that's what you need. Does that sound like a plan, Kim?
It's perfect. Hello at partners4prosperity.com. And we open our arms wide to questions. We've worked virtually, literally, since the internet began.
I love it.
So send your financial questions, send your work at home virtual/remote questions. I'm happy to help.
Excellent. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partners4prosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.